Last week, the House of Representatives passed an overhaul of the 32-year-old Endangered Species Act. Key provisions include easing safeguards of a protected species' critical habitat. There would also be much more financial compensation for property owners if the federal government restricts land use to protect a species. All House Democrats from Wisconsin voted against the plan. All Wisconsin Republicans were in favor. Over the weekend, the new bill's key sponsor, California Republican Richard Pombo, told the Society of Environmental Journalists that the federal government has often paid off landowners.
Through our highway plans, through expanding national parks on wildlife refuges. I had a brand new wildlife refuge created in my district that was 100% on private land. And they have steadily gone in and purchased private land in order to return that into becoming a wildlife refuge.
Environmentalists and fiscal conservatives say they worry that landowners with protected species on their property would automatically get access to public dollars. Sierra Club National Director Carl Pope says he hopes he can count on Wisconsin Democrats Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold to join moderate Republicans and block the Endangered Species Act rewrite in the Senate. Pope says, among other things, the current bill would harm research on fish.
That's probably in the upper Midwest. The biggest problem is probably the fisheries. And those fisheries need more science. But what this bill does is to give them less science, not more science.
Senate committee work on the Endangered Species Act overhaul could begin later this month. Chuck Pernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.